Growing season is now upon us, and a business just north of Tomahawk remains a popular option for all things plant-related. For WJJQ News, I'm Zach Garner. Cerny's Greenhouse in Tomahawk recently opened the doors on their 43rd season. Despite busy times, second-generation owner Justin Cerny stopped by the WJJQ studios to talk a bit about the business, growing season, and his accessibility during a nearby construction project. Over the years, Cerny's has not only supplied the Tomahawk area with quality plant products, but the greenhouse remains a shopping destination for those around the state. Cerny says the out-of-town word of mouth has been phenomenal. That can be attributed in part to the quality of plants grown across their 15 greenhouses, all the plants grown in-house. Cerny admitted to having a high standard for what they put on the shelf, also praising his knowledgeable staff. As for the plants, the numbers they sell are staggering. For example, Cerny says they sell around 15,000 hanging baskets alone each year. In addition to the retail store, they also have about half of their plants sold wholesale. Justin also shared a sense of pride in being able to drive through his hometown, picking out plants he knows came from Cerny's greenhouse, including the Main Street Flower Program. This 43rd season opener, Cerny's was thrown a bit of a curveball with some nearby road work. Lincoln County recently began a project on County A right out in front of the business. With little advance warning, Justin admitted to being caught off guard when the road construction signs first went up. He says he's been in communication with the road crews and assures that they'll remain open and accessible 7 days a week during the regular sales season. For those that'd like to hear more, we've got that entire conversation available in the WJJQ Audio Center. From the solar eclipse to the northern lights, we've experienced some pretty impressive sights in the skies above in recent months. Unfortunately, another common occurrence in the atmosphere has also returned. For the first time of the year, northern and western Wisconsin has been placed under an air quality advisory due to Canadian wildfire smoke flowing into the region. The alert is for sensitive groups, which includes those with respiratory illness, the elderly, and those that are young. These individuals should limit their time outdoors, especially with any strenuous activities. For others, you may notice hazy conditions in the skies above and a smoky smell at times. Based on the shifting airflow patterns, conditions are expected to improve by the middle of the week. With tick season now upon us, scientists at the Marshfield Clinic Research Institute will be collecting and studying ticks with the help of the public. The research is focused on the distribution of tick species in the area, including any new invasive ticks that may be moving into the state. They'll also be identifying microbes carried by each tick and any disease-causing pathogens. To help establish their tick inventory, researchers are actually asking the public to help submit ticks. The first phase of the survey targeted central Wisconsin specifically, but now researchers announced they'll be looking to expand the collection to other areas of the state, including parks and nature centers. Alexandra Linz is an associate research scientist. She notes that ticks are moving into new areas in response to environmental changes, says this is an opportunity for Wisconsinites to act as citizen scientists and help us learn about ticks and their diseases. It won't be long before area waterways are buzzing with boaters for the summer season. The DNR is reminding water enthusiasts to check boat equipment and review basic safety tips before heading out. DNR Boating Law Administrator Darren Kuhn says Wisconsin rivers and lakes can be relaxing and family-friendly places to spend the spring day when you put safety first and respect the water. Before heading out, he recommends a quick check of the boat, the trailer, including its lights. Kuhn also touched on life jackets. He says to make sure there's enough on board and check that they're still in good shape. And while not required, he also recommends wearing the life jacket when on the water. Also remain sober, pay attention to surroundings, keep an eye on the weather, and let someone know where you're going and when you plan to return. Back in July of 2019, severe weather crossed northern Wisconsin. High winds left a path of damage across the Shawanigan-Nicolet National Forest. Nearly 5 years later, a closure order has officially been lifted and additional recreation areas have reopened. The windstorm left many roads and trails covered in downed trees, along with standing hazardous trees, primarily in the southeastern portion of the Shawanigan-Nicolet National Forest in Langlade and Oconto counties. In the years that have followed, crews have been busy removing hazard and down trees while repairing trails, signage, and other damaged infrastructure. USDA Forest Service Recreation Program Manager Karen Katz says volunteers, partners, and employees have worked diligently for several years so that areas affected by severe storms in 2019 could reopen. She says we're pleased to announce that the areas that were previously closed due to this storm damage have been opened once again. And road construction season remains in full swing, and the project list continues to grow. Starting up in Oneida County, the DOT has announced a Highway 17 project to the north of Rhinelander is beginning this week. Crews will be working on Highway 17 between Stevens Street and Pollyanna Road. That includes replacing asphalt, curb, and gutter. During the summer-long project, they said motorists can expect some reduced lane capacity, project slated to run through October. Sticking in Oneida County, they're scheduled to complete a large culvert replacement on County Highway K west of North Rifle Road today. As a result, County K will be closed at that location and motorists should use an alternative route. They hope to have that road reopened by tomorrow. And the DOT is also starting a Highway 55 project in Langlade County this week. That's at Nine Mile Creek Bridge and includes a bridge replacement. Traffic will be reduced to a single lane and managed by flagging operations or temporary traffic signals. They're going to create a temporary bypass lane. That work scheduled to run through August. That's a quick look at the local news. For WJJQ, I'm Zach Garner.